Hello and welcome to a prelude to the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. And we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. Anyways, it's during the day. Our podcast is going to be at 8 o'clock tonight. But I started a new job working for a decent company. Instead of those Dune coughs that I was working for ripped me off. Anywho, just the road I'm supposed to turn on? Heck if I know. I think it was. Anyways, the reason I wanted to call was because, I don't know if David will touch on it, but I'm hoping he does tonight. Oh, the other two reasons why I'm calling. One, I may not be able to call in tonight because I'll be with the trainer, and I don't know how cool my trainer's going to be and he'll let me call in on my podcast tonight. I pretty much know what I'm doing with this job because I did it with the last job as a third party. It's going to be a little different, but not that much different. So, who knows? We'll see. Maybe you'll hear me tonight, maybe not. David's going to read from, I forgot what he's going to read from. He's going to read from something or other tonight. It's educational, might be boring, but hopefully he touches on, David can be a little dry. So can I, really, but nonetheless, if you can stick to the dry, I call him Bea McCoydle. He is I also call him my research analyst. He's very, very smart. And he's got a lot of wisdom. He's like a walking encyclopedia. So if you can get through the dryness, you'll learn something. So hopefully he touches on this tonight, but if not, I'm going to touch on it now either way. Basically, you can correct your vision regardless of what people may say. My dad doesn't believe it. I keep trying to tell him, but he just doesn't believe me. I'm healthier now. I'm 43. I'm healthier now than I was when I was 20. I didn't know anything about health and nutrition growing up, except maybe take your Flintstone vitamins and eat your veggies. Well, okay, that's part of it, but there's a whole lot more to it than that. It's not rocket science, but it's not, you know, it's not that complicated, but it's not that simple. The reason it's not that simple is because our society pumps us with a whole bunch of flavored cardboard, food paint, and chemicals, and processed crap. It's not good for us. That's what we have that's offered to us on a regular daily basis. We have to go out of our way to find the stuff that's actually good for us most of the time. And sometimes you have to grow it yourself. And you have to know what you're doing. I mean, you know, it takes a little bit of learning. We should all know about growing our own food. We should all know about health and nutrition. We should all know about law and politics so that people don't screw us over. because, you know, dumb criminals, you know, the people you got to worry about on the streets. Smart criminals are the people you have to worry about in office. So, yeah, you have to be smarter than the smart criminals. But anyways, health and nutrition. I've corrected my vision over the years. Now, I've not corrected it as much as, say, David Ray has, and I've not corrected it as much as Marcus Rothkranz has, which you should look him up. He's pretty awesome. His vision was real bad. He had Coke bottle glasses, if you will. Real thick glasses, real poor vision. He's corrected his vision 100%. And you can too. Now, I haven't gone extreme hardcore like Rothkranz has, and David's vision wasn't near as bad as either one of us. But my vision's not that bad. But I've worn glasses pretty much most of my life since I was like 7 or 8, I think. And since I got into health and nutrition, my vision has actually improved. Every single time I get new glasses, I go for an eye exam, my vision has improved. Well, I got lucky this time and found a doctor who would work with me, who actually somewhat believed in what I was talking about. And again, when he tested my eyes were better than my glasses, which explains why my glasses are a little blurry and why I might get some headaches from time to time. Somebody said, suggested I might need new glasses. Well, maybe. they work for me. My vision hasn't improved a whole lot to where my glasses don't work anymore. But your eyes will adapt to your eyewear. So you always want to have your eyewear, if you're practicing health and nutrition, you always want your eyewear to be weaker than your vision, not stronger. Because if you have your eyewear stronger than your vision will get weaker and it will adapt to your eyewear, you know, depending on your health. Like I said, my eyewear was what I needed. And they say, the doctor actually said that they typically make it two to three clicks stronger than what you actually need. That's their typical practice. So my vision has improved over the years, and doctors have been making my lenses about what I need or maybe a click stronger. Well, my vision keeps getting better, not worse, because of my health and all the herbs that I take. So this doctor, I recently learned to do this, but this doctor worked with me. He actually made my prescription weaker for my request so that I can improve my vision faster. So, yeah, for too long I'll have 20/20 again if I keep, you know, practicing what I'm practicing. It's been 10, 15 years before I had my last eye exam. I don't even remember what my last eye exam was. It was probably a good 15 years ago. But I should have done it sooner. I knew I should have done it sooner. I didn't want to spend the money. Because, you know, once you get your eyes checked, you got to go get new lenses, blah, blah, blah. I had two pairs of glasses. You know, it's about $100, $150 a piece. Well, this lady, she's like, well, I can't replace the lenses in your current glasses. You have to buy new glasses because those ones are too old. I'm like, forget that. I'll go find somebody who will. I only went there because I needed to get safety glasses for my new job. Actually, I've been needing to get safety glasses for my job for a long time, but it's becoming more prudent now, where before it was just extra. Now it's more of a, you have to have this, so I'm doing it. I should have did it sooner, though, like I said, because then my vision would be even better than it is now because I keep correcting it, you know, making it better with my health. Bean sprouts. I need to do more bean sprouts, vitamin K. But bean sprouts are probably one of the best things you can do to improve your vision. There's other things as well, but bean sprouts. Look up, there's a couple books that I read. Heal Yourself 101, that's Marcus Rothkranz. Be Your Own Doctor, I think that's the one that I'm actually thinking of that you need to read for both of them, really. Doctor, I forgot his name, he's a doctor. But Doctor Yourself, Be Your Own Doctor, look those up. And I forget the Doctor Yourself one. Oh, no, Be Your Own Doctor. The Be Your Own Doctor one. But what he does is he does orthomolecular medicine, and which is basically vitamins, primarily vitamins. He does other stuff too, but orthomolecular is more or less cut and dry in a nutshell. Vitamin therapy, megadose vitamin therapy. If you're allergic to bees, you can megadose on vitamin C and cure yourself of your allergy of bees. even though we're not really supposed to use the cure word, your body will cure itself. Basically, being allergic to bees is a vitamin C deficiency. There's herbs you can take for being allergic to bees as well, and bee stings if you get stung by a bee. Plantain. You should eat plantain. And if you get stung by a bee, put any kind of bug for that matter, put plantain on the bug bite. But, yeah, this doctor, he studies orthomolecular medicine. It's basically vitamin therapy. And that's one of the things I study. I study a lot of different things. But in his book, he talked about this woman to him, and she was going blind. She was losing her vision rapidly. And he put her on megadose vitamin therapy and bean sprouts and something else, I don't remember. And her vision improved dramatically. Her eye doctor was amazed. Well, I don't know the name of this eye book, but and maybe David will explain it tonight. But in this eye book, it talks about doing eye exercises. Well, I'm a truck driver, so I'm constantly doing eye exercises, looking around, paying attention to who's doing what, what's around me, and whatnot. And then, of course, my ADD probably helps, too, because I'm distracted by everything that's going on around me. And so I'm constantly moving my eyes. I'm constantly getting eye exercises. So that helps. Do eye exercises. There's probably specific eye exercises I should be doing, but nonetheless. And then, like I said, in this book, and I think maybe Marcus Rothkranz, I can't remember where else I heard this, but they talked about making your prescription lenses weaker, not stronger, so that your eyes adjust to those lenses. So this doctor actually gave me a weaker prescription. So I'm getting my safety glasses at a weaker prescription. I've improved my vision the last three times that I've had my my vision testing. So okay, I accidentally hit a button. Thank God I hit the wrong button. It said my input was invalid. Anyways, so hopefully soon, I mean, as I keep eating right and being healthy, I'm going to start adding bean sprouts to my diet since I'm now staying in the hotel. Instead of staying in the truck, I can start doing bean sprouts. You know, this company puts me up in a hotel or a man camp. Right now I'm in a hotel. I don't know if I'm ever going to be in a man camp or not, but either way, I'll have my own room. So, I can start doing my bean sprouts. And so I'm going to start doing bean sprouts and start improving my vision as rapidly as possible. And then in the next year or two, you know, when I feel like maybe my vision has improved to the degree that I need to get a new prescription, go and get another weaker prescription. And change out all my lenses and keep improving my vision to the point where I won't need them anymore. Then, of course, I still kind of like wearing glasses because I got a big nose and glasses kind of make me look, you know, they look halfway decent on me. But then I won't need prescriptions anymore. I'll just get regular glasses. Oh, I like the way those look. I'm going to get those. I may have a dozen pair of glasses, but I won't. It'll be cheaper than buying two prescription pair of glasses because, you know, prescriptions are expensive. The ones I'm getting right now, it's freaking $200. And that's just, for, you know, that's the safety glasses. They're $200. I was like, whoa. But, oh well. Then if I get my, of course, the frames were $60. So you take $60 off of that price, and it's basically that's how much it's going to cost me to replace the lenses and all my glasses, about $150, because total's $210. So minus $60 is $150. So I got two pairs of glasses. They're going to cost me $150, give or take, to get those lenses replaced. That's $300. You know, if I just went out and bought a new pair of glasses, which without the lenses, or just got regular glass lenses for these glasses that don't require a prescription, cost me tons less. In fact, the two pairs of glasses I was looking at today to replace the two that I got, because she said she can't replace the lenses and the ones I have, they're only $20 a piece. Like, well, shoot, that's $40 versus $300. But I gotta get prescriptions for them, so go figure. So anyhow, so that's my spill. I'm back to the hotel. I work nights, so I gotta go back to bed. I stayed up till like 3 o'clock last night, so I'd sleep all day today, and here I am. I'm not asleep. So if I get a chance to call in tonight, I'm going to call in. But if I don't, hopefully David touches on this subject. If you don't, well, I've already done it. And, yeah. Still here? Not too bad, not too bad. Yeah. So, anyways, I'm back at the hotel, going to my room. Gonna eat some carbs so I go to sleep, because even though they're not healthy, they make you sleep, or they make me sleep. So I'm going to carb so I can pass out, get a couple hours of rest so I can work tonight. I'm going to text David and make sure he touches on that subject, because like I said, he's being McCoydle. He's got the more analytical aspect of what I just said. And so he'll give you a lot more details and edumacation. But I give you the quick version, and he'll give you the more analytical version. So call in tonight. Well, you won't hear this until maybe next week, but call in next week, whenever. Check us out. We're come October, our hours are going to change, because basically we don't really change our clock. We call in the same time every week, regardless of daylight savings time. So, that's weird. That room service came by right this time. Oh, there they are. They haven't made it this far yet. I put my empty, my dirty towels and my empty trash cans out there. I already took out my trash. But anyways. Yeah, so we don't do daylight savings time on our podcast. So right now we're doing it at 8. Once they change the clocks to the fall hours, our time will be 7, because we don't change our time. I mean, you know, we don't change with daylight savings time. We stay constant. Because basically what we're doing is we're doing our podcast at sunset. And so, yeah, or at around sunset. So when they change the clocks, it basically becomes 7 o'clock, which sunsets, yeah, whatever. It's a little complicated. I mean, if we did it at sunset every day, you wouldn't know what time we were doing unless you Googled when is sunset or looked out in the sky and said, oh, the sun is set, it's time to call the podcast. Well, you wouldn't know that when the sun sets in the Midwest if you're on the East Coast. So yeah, in the summer we do it at 8, in the winter we do it at 7 o'clock. So come November 5th is when they change the clocks, so we'll be doing it at 7 o'clock on Saturdays at that time. The phone number may change, because it has changed. That will always be on the website, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. The old number, they used to charge me to call in. This new number does not. And so that's the only reason why we changed our number. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you. But yeah, study health and nutrition. Your eyes, your body, whatever, your brain will thank you. I still got to work on my brain. But I've made improvements in other areas. I don't know about the brain part. But anyhow, so there you go. That concludes the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including, but not limited to, Dungeons and Dragons. All right, party on. Good night. Bye.